You know, as in, sit. Okay, forget it. Very well trained. Sorry, you thought I was calling you, now you're all. Oh, yeah.
No, it's not that bad when we have hookers.
The one I said if you want to run in?
It might be, although I don't know.
Hooker check.
Thank you. We have a horse that has hay fever.
Good, it's natural defense.
Yeah.
If I'm not here, you can't eat me.
Mm-hmm. But the foxes, if they recognize you, or we have friends that will come over, and they'll walk through the back door, and the foxes will hear the voice, and they get a high-pitched squeal.
Right.
And just yelping and stuff, and they walk in the room. They'll throw themselves on the side, and they'll just kick, and their tails away. But if they don't know them, or there's other people who come over, they have no interest in them at all.
So they're affectionate in some way.
Yeah, if they recognize you or see you or think you're a member of the pack, they go crazy. Kind of like our clouded leopards. We used to take them places, and then a few times in school, people dropped books or fire alarms or bells went off, and the clouded leopard said, "We're not doing any more shows." Basically, we don't bring any animals that don't want to work. It's kind of silly to bring a leopard. You can uncover the cover and she won't come out. So basically, the animals that we do bring are like Spock. He's used to going to schools and parties and shows. So he'll perform, jump up for treats. She won't jump for treats. Of course, we don't use her that much. But since we were going to be here, you know, for 5 or 6 hours, we thought we'd give one a break and bring out the other one.
My husband wrote a couple of novels that involved were characters.
There you go.
The lead character was a werewolf.
Mm.
But his rule for this was that the were animal, the were form, the furry form, had to weigh the same as the human form. So, okay, 180 pound man, 180 pound wolf, it's a big wolf.
That would get your attention.
And there was a character who was a were tiger. He weighed 400 pounds, as a human, too. And then I don't think we'll quite realize how small fennecs are. There was a spy who was a mere fennec. And he was just tiny.
This is the smallest member of the wild dog family, and that's close to the larger members of the wild dog family.
Do they all get along with each other real well?
No. We don't let that get a hold of that, because that's $1,500. He was only about $500, or $350 or whatever it was.
He loves the foxes. They taste great.
Yeah. Actually, the fox would probably beat him up, and he would never go near the fox again, because the little black dog beats him up. He thinks that's his mom. But we had another dog that lived with him, and you'd hear barking and growling and almost like a fight. You look outside, he and the other dog would come flying out of the doghouse, and the little black one would stay in there because she would run out. They're really funny to see.
Did you talk about these guys and the preferred spots? How they fight over spaces to sleep?
Oh, no.
Okay, that is.
Oh, the cat thing. What's up with that?
Cat load.
It's the cat mode.
It's cat mode.
So you could probably go over here with
it. Except this is warm.
A little warm.
There you go.
Wow. Oh, another country heard from. Good boy.
Who's making a noise over here?
That is Kilele.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
Where is
Kilele?
I hear him.
Right under the table.
Hedgehog
may be on
the
right in front of him.
Is he inviolable? He can go there and
underneath us, or in his doghouse, or underneath Madeline. She does not appreciate that. When he goes running, you know, 20, 25 miles an hour and dives underneath her. The small black dog is being jettisoned from the area.
What is Hoka's food dish made out of?
Well, the first few were indestructible plastic. We should have brought them.
Or what was left of them.
I also have a really big, thick silver spoon that was my mom's. And, that one. Weren't paying attention? You took a header there. He's got like 3 dents in one of my mom's silver spoons. Mom's not with us anymore. That's why I'm still alive. The metal bowl. I was going to say, whatever happened to Mom? He has those stainless steel, really big, thick metal bowls, and they have holes, little drainage holes all the way around the top. And at $19 a bowl, after the first 3 bowls, we just decided that's good decoration.